A Convict's Tale by Julie Hart. Copyright Burlington Books 2015. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. Mrs. Telford's Trial. Durham Jail, Northeast England, 1797. Anne Telford opened her eyes and looked into the darkness. The cold wall was hurting her shoulders, and she couldn't recognise the shapes or sounds around her. As her eyes adjusted to the dark, she could see other people in the room. Her brother William was sleeping by her feet. Something was running up his leg, and it had two shiny eyes. A rat! Anne kicked the creature across the room. So it wasn't a horrible dream. They really were in Durham Jail. Durham Jail was a terrible place, and people often told frightening stories about it. You share a cell with murderers and rats, and you get one meal of bread and water a day, they said. Sadly, the stories were true. The cells had no windows. It was freezing cold and it smelt like a sewer. Light from an oil lamp was shining under the door. It shone across William's pale face. Poor boy, Anne thought. He's only 11. He needs to run and jump outside in the fresh air. And I'm only 14. We'll probably be adults when we get out of this terrible place. The children's problems began a year ago, after their father, Jim Telford, died. Before he died, life was comfortable for the Telford family. Jim was a teacher at the local school. He taught his daughter to read and write. This was unusual for a girl at that time, and Anne was proud of her education. After his death, there was no money to buy food or clothes, so their mother started to work as a maid for the Bell family. Her pay was enough to buy bread, milk, potatoes, and a little bacon, but there was nothing left for shoes or coats for the cold northern winter. One evening, Mrs. Telford didn't come home after work, and Anne was very worried. She ran to her Aunt Mary's house. Aunt Mary was busy with a crying baby and three other noisy children. "What are you doing out so late?" Aunt Mary asked. "Have you seen my mam?" said Anne. "No, I haven't, love," answered Aunt Mary. "Have you tried Mr. Bell's house? Maybe she's working late." Anne ran to Mr. Bell's house and knocked on the door. An elegant butler opened the door. He looked critically at Anne in her thin dress without shoes on her feet. "I'm looking for my mam, Edna Telford," Anne said shyly.
"You'll find her at the police station," said the butler. "She stole some wool from Mrs. Bell. Now leave this house or you'll sleep at the police station with your mother tonight."
Anne felt very anxious and tears filled her eyes.
"My mam's not a thief," she shouted. "Poor mam."
The judge at Durham Court gave very severe punishments for theft. He sent people to prison for many years for stealing a small loaf of bread, and some people were even hanged. What was going to happen to her mother? Mrs. Telford's trial was a week later, and Anne and William sat at the back of the courtroom. Mr. Bell was also there, and 12 men were sitting in the jury box. They all watched as Mrs. Telford entered between two policemen, her hands in chains. Her hair was untidy and she had rings under her eyes, but she was a proud woman and she held her head high. She noticed the children and she tried to smile.
"Call Mrs. Bell," said the judge.
A woman in an elegant dress with an expensive hat entered the courtroom and stood in front of him.
"Please tell us what you saw, Mrs. Bell," said the judge.
"Well, I walked into my bedroom and I saw Mrs. Telford put something in her bag.
explained Mrs. Bell. I knew she was stealing something, so I looked in her bag. I saw the wool from the knitting box in my room.
The men of the jury turned to look at Mrs. Telford.
Thank you, Mrs. Bell. You may sit down now, said the judge.
Then he turned to Anne's mother.
Mrs. Telford, did you take two balls of wool from Mrs. Bell's cupboard?
He asked.
Well, Mrs. Telford began, soon it will be winter, and I wanted to make warm scarves for my children.
Please answer yes or no, Mrs. Telford,
interrupted the judge angrily.
Did you take Mrs. Bell's wool?
I was only borrowing it. I intended to replace it. Honestly, I did,
said Mrs. Telford.
Yes or no, Mrs. Telford, did you take the wool?
Repeated the judge in a hostile voice.
Yes, I did,
replied Mrs. Telford in tears. The jury made their decision quickly and gave a piece of paper to the judge.
Mrs. Telford, the jury has found you guilty of theft, declared the judge. I will not tolerate a thief. Therefore, I am giving you the most severe punishment, death by hanging.
There was a loud cry at the back of the room.
No, ma'am, cried Anne. No, my ma'am isn't a thief,
William shouted at the judge.
Let her go.
The judge called the guard.
Take those children from my court, he ordered.
A guard put his hands on the children's shoulders and led them from the court. They called to their mother and she smiled bravely at them.
Don't worry about me, my darlings, Mrs. Telford said. Go to Aunt Mary's. She'll take care of you.